网友看热闹不嫌事儿大。
Why some netizens are watching the fun but don't care about others?
在评论区留言，让
They commented in the comment section.
我怼一下裤子。
Let me give a shout out to the pets.
这让我猛然想到一个地狱级的笑话。
This suddenly made me think of a hellish joke.
小和尚问自己的师傅
A young monk asked his master,
：“您为什么出家呀
Why did you become a monk?
？”师傅说
The master said,
：“我为一些俗事所烦。
I am troubled by the trivialities of this world.
”那小和尚又问了：“您究竟为什么所烦呢？”
The little monk asked you again, What exactly were you troubled about?
你举个例子呗。
Can you give me an example?
那么大师就说了两个字儿
Then the master said two words.
不举。
No erection.
本来我没把这厮纳入视野。
I didn't originally intend to include this thread in my business.
为什么呀？
Why?
不值一怼。
Is it worth it?
但是，既然粉丝点菜了，
However, since the fans have ordered their dishes,
我就围绕着他说上两句。
I just wanted to say a few words about him.
我从两个角度入手来说一说裤子。
I'm going to talk about pants from two perspectives.
您知道为什么他有“缝裤子”这称号吗？
Do you know why I'm called Year in Pants?
当年这小子还籍籍无名的时候啊，
When this kid was still unknown,
他是京圈大佬王朔的小跟班儿。
he is a follower of the big shot Wang Shuo in Beijing.
王朔那是真正的大佬啊。
Wang Shuo is a true big shot.
裤子呢，鞍前马后的伺候。
The pads are always there to serve.
他好几年，用北京话来讲呢，
He has been speaking Beijing dialect for several years.
那是一个地道的碎催。
It was a typical day in the city.
那王朔这人呢，也挺讲究，
Wang Zhuo is also a person who values elegance.
对他是大力的提携。
He strongly supported and promoted him.
可以说缝裤子能起来呀，
It can be said that sewing pants can be done.
王朔是他的大恩人。
Wang Shuo is his benefactor.
那么重点来了，
That's the main point.
这裤子是怎么来对待这位大恩人的呢？
How should this person treat the benefactor?
过河拆桥，卸磨杀驴，
Crossing the river and building bridges.
让这冯导给演绎的是淋漓尽致啊！
The director really brought out the performance.
大家都知道，在电影的制作流程当中啊，
Everyone knows that in the film production process,
其实剧本才是最重要的。
Actually, the script is the most important thing.
用完人家王朔的这个本子
After finishing this book by Wang Zishu,
连招呼都没打哈，
Hey, where are you going without saying goodbye?
这属于偷着用，自己赚了500万啊。
This is a blatant case of using one's own money to make 5 million.
甩手呢，托人给人家王朔送5万块钱，啊，
He gave Wang Shu 5,000 yuan to take away.
这是两人这个不欢而散的一个导火索。
This is the spark that caused the two of them to break up.
在王朔走背字儿的那段时间呢。
During the time when Wang Zhuo left,
那么裤子是怎么对待自己的恩人的呢？
How does Ku treat his master?
悄不声的把王朔的一切痕迹啊，在作品当中删了一干净。
Silently erase all traces of Wang Chuo in his works,
包括名字，
including names.
咱们用事实说话啊，
Let's talk about facts.
这就是裤子的人品。
That's the person's character.
所以啊，要不是粉丝点菜，
So, if it weren't for the fans ordering,
我都懒得怼他，
I don't even bother to argue with him.
我瞧不起他。
I despise him.
我看不上他。
I don't approve of him.
好了，
Okay.
咱们接着说第二个角度。
Let's continue with the second perspective.
那么塌房，房子塌了，
So the house collapsed.
原因是什么呢？
What's the reason?
根基不稳。
Foundation is unstable.
要说这小子的运气啊，
As for this kid's luck,
那是真的好，天时地利人和全占上了，时代的红利，资本的追捧，
That's really a perfect combination of favorable time, location, and people, and the pursuit of Harmony Capital's ambition.
这些好事儿啊，全都吃上了。
They all benefited from these good things.
但是最要命的是什么呢？
But what is the most important thing?
缝裤子的这文化根基不行。
This cultural foundation of making trousers is not good.
太浅薄。
Too shallow.
没有文化。
No culture.
没有深度。
Lack of depth.
所以呢，就不具备这个可持久性。
Therefore, it lacks this persistence.
所以当泡沫退尽，啊，
So when the bubbles recede,
潮水退去，
The tide recedes.
这个浅陋啊，
How simple.
就暴露无遗了。
Exposed.
你那一套文化投机呢？
You're just playing games.
在当下，那就吃不开了，
At that time, I couldn't eat it.
因为大伙不买账了，
Because everyone disagreed.
所以就塌房了。
Therefore, it collapsed.
俗话说得好啊，
As the saying goes,
站在风口上，猪都能飞起来。
standing on the wind, even pigs can fly.
你曾经飞起来过是不假，
You have flown before.
但是甭忘了，归根结底，
But don't forget, at the end of the day,
你还是一头猪啊。
you're still a pig.